Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now beginning the ninth parak of Masechet Bava Metzia, Hamakabel Sadeh Michavero. This parak, at least the first part of it, deals with issues of Chakirut and Arisut, which are two forms of sharecropping. And for our purposes, for right now, the difference between Makabel and Makabel is Chakirut, which means that you pay a set rental fee on the field and get whatever yield you get. Arisut is you give a percentage of the yield. Hamakabel sadeh michavero, which is chakirut, makom shenagu liktzor yiktzor. If the local custom is, picking up the theme that we had at the end of the last parak, if the local custom is that we only harvest the grain, or whatever it is we harvest, and that we don't immediately uproot the bad weeds or plow it over, then that's what you do. Lakor, yakor. If the minig is to uproot the bad weeds after harvesting, that's what you do. Lachorosh, acharav, acharosh. If the minig is to have somebody follow you and plow it under, then you have to do that. Hakol kimin haga medina. And we'll see what this phrase is coming to help with. Kashem shechalkin batvua kachol kim betavnu vakash. Just as the choker and the owner divide the grain, they also divide the straw. Kashem shecholkin b'yayin, just as they split the wine, kacholkin b'zmorotu v'kanim. They also split the shoots, vines, and also the canes, as we'll find out, the Gemara, that are used to support the vines. Ushtem esapkim et hakanim, and they both have to supply canes to support the vines. Okay, Gemara. Tana, makom shenagu liktzor in ushay la'kor. So, taking our Mishnah a step further, not only in a place where the minig is liktzor, you must be kotzer, but you're not allowed to uproot, which is a little bit strange, because it sounds like liktzor is the minimal thing, and la'kor is even better, so you should be able to do more. We'll see why not. La'kor in shana liktzor, ushne makvin zalzeh, and they can, each one of them, prevent the other from violating the local minag, meaning the owner of the choker. Let's see why. Liktzor and Shai Lakor, why? Hai Amar Ba'ina Tipan Li Arai. So the owner could say, I insist on keeping the minhag of Liktzor because I want the stuff to be in the ground to kind of put some more nutrition in the ground. V'hai Amar Lo Matzina. And on the other hand, if the owner says, I insist that you uproot it when the local minhag is not that, the choker could say, I don't want to put the work into it. Lakor and Shai Liktzor, what about the flip? Hai Amar Ba'ina De Tinaker Arai. The owner would have the claim of saying, I want my land to be clear-cut. Hayamar ba'ina tivna, on the other hand, the choker could say, I want the straw, so I want to clear-cut it. So each one of them has a reason that whatever the minhag is, that they would want it that way, not the opposite way. So why does it then say, at the end of the braita, that they could restrain each other from violating the minhag? So matam kama, the answer is that's there to explain the reason for the halacha. Matam liktzor shalakor, korzor liktzor, why can't you go against the local minhag? Of course, unless the other guy agrees, then everybody's fine. Shemnishneyam makvin zalzeh, because each one of them has a reason that they would prefer the local way and not the other way, the way of the local minig, and that's as we explicated. Now, lachrosh acharav yachrosh, the last line in the last term in the Mishnah of these three was, if the minig is to plow afterwards, then that's what you have to do. So pshita, once you said you have to follow the minig, that's also the minig. It says, lo tzricha ba'atru de lo menachshi. Let's say you have a place where they don't weed. Va'azal iu v'nachish, and the choker went and weeded, even though they don't normally do it. The choker could say the reason that I weeded adata de lo karivnala was intending not to plow it. Because as far as I'm concerned, the reason that you plow is just to get rid of the bad stuff. I got rid of the bad stuff. So kamash palan di barle lefushilai. And that, so it teaches us that he really had to explicate it and say, I am going to weed on condition that you don't make me follow the local minag of Harisha. And then the owner would have to say, okay. Hakol k'minhag ha-medina, the end of the Mishnah, that phrase of the Mishnah said, everything follows minhag ha-medina. Kol ha-tuyimai, what's that expanding to? We already have liktzor, lakor, and lachrosh. So what's to explain? This following braita. Kol shenagu la'skiri lanot agabei karka, which really means places in which they have the minhag to have the fruits be used for payment for the choker, maskirin, fruits of trees, then you do so. Makom she'in ba'nagu laskir, in maskirin, if not, then not. Again, it's pshita. If the local minig is that you allow the choker to collect his to collect from the fruit trees, then that's what you do. So lo tzricha de kuli alma yavi betilta. Let's say that it's a case where every other sharecropper gives 1/3 of the yield as rent. This fellow is going to give only a quarter. Maybe you could say that the owner could say to the sharecropper, the reason I gave you a lower rent of only 1/4 of the yield is because I didn't intend to give you anything from the trees. So it teaches us that you had to explicate that because the local minig is to give from the trees. Now flip it. Just flip the case. Everybody else only pays a quarter. And this fellow is willing to give a third. We think that the renter could say, the reason that I agreed to a greater percentage in rent, because I intended that you would also give me some fruit trees, even though the local minig is not. Again, teaches us that this has to be explicated, and otherwise the local minhag carries the day. And the end of the Mishnah said, "Kishem shechokim betuah kachokim betavon avakash," that they also split the straw. So Amar Rav Yosef, "Bavavel nehigur lo yayvetiv nalarisa." The minhag in Bavel is that sharecroppers don't get any of the straw. So l'may nafkamina, why do you have to tell me that? The ika inish tiyoy, because if you see someone who does give ayin yafehu, the guy's just being generous. V'lo gamir mina, but you can't use that as a model because for minhag of Bavel, we don't do that. Amar Rav Yosef. Buchra, a little bechor, meaning the lowest level of dirt that's put as a boundary around the fields. V'tafta, which means an added-on boundary. V'arkavta, the one that rides on top. Three levels of dirt that are used as boundaries. V'kana dechizra, and then thorns they would put on top of these to protect the devalabite. That the owner is to provide. V'chizra gufei darisa. But the shrubs that are above that the aris has to add. Klala de milta, what's the rule? Kol ikar balma de balabite. Anything that's the main protection is the balabite. His response to tiruta yeterta, anything that's extra de arisa. Good. Ramar of Yosef. Mara uzvila vedavla vizanoka. Let's talk about irrigation. So the shovel and the hose and all of those things, de balabite. Arisa avid beyori. It's the aris who has to cut the sluice in the dam to get the water out. Okay, then we said, Kashem shechokim yan kachokim yizmerot v'kanim. So they also split the canes. Kanim ayvita, what are canes for? Yanai kanim amuchlakin shaban mamidin matakfanim. They're separated canes that are used to stand up the vines. Shnemat misapkin kanim amalit, and matam kamar. Again, the Mishnah, just like we said in the Braita, the last line, it says that they both supply the canes, is there to tell you why they split the canes. Since they both provide the vines, therefore, they're the canes, therefore, they both split them. Okay, the next Mishnah, let's say it's an irrigated field or a field of trees. Beit HaShlachin means it has to be irrigated by water. So, let's say that the source of the water dried up, or the trees got cut down. Eino menakelo min chakoro. You still have to pay the full rent. We'll have to see what the case is. Ima marlo chakor li sadeh beit hashlachin ze, o sadeh beit ilan ze, shrayam nixat sailan menakelo min chakoro. If, on the other hand, the fellow said, you take this particular sadeh beit hashlachin, or this sadeh beit ilan, and then the source dried up, then the rent has to be lowered. Now, hey chidami, what's the case in the ratio? If you're talking about a case where some huge river suddenly dried up, why doesn't the owner diminish the rent? The choker could say it's makat medina. It's clearly not because of anything I've done, and therefore I'm not going to pay you as much. So I'm a papa, the Yavish Narazuta. We're talking about a small channel that got dried out. Tamarle, the owner will say to the choker, Ibar lach latui bedavla, you should have gotten a pail and brought the water. So I'm a papa, Hani tarti matnita kamaita mishkacha lavencha kornuta emnikamlanuta. Our papa says that these first two mishnayot, the first two that we've seen in this parak, apply equally to chakranut and to arisut. Anything from here on in, if it applies to one, it automatically does not apply to the other, and vice versa. Okay. And I'll follow Rashi's lead, who says, when we get to each one of the following Mishnah, I'll explain why it only applies to one, not the other. But if the fellow said that sharecrop this particular field, then he does have to diminish the rent if things got tried off. Why can't the owner just say, I just meant Beit HaShlachin Zeh, I was just referring to the name of the place. Meaning this particular thing. If a guy says, I'm selling you a Beit Kor Afar, even if it only has half of Beit Kor, then he gyo, the sale is still good. All he sold was a name. In other words, the place is called Beit Kor. When we call him Beit Kor, but you have to prove that it's really called that. Karma ni mocher lach, if he says, I'm selling you a karma, which is a karam. Pisha ein bok fanim, even if there's no vines there, he gyo, the sale is good. Shalomacharlo, elashma, all he sold was a place called karam. Fudumitkri karma, but it has to be called that. Pardesani mocher lach. Now, pisha ein bok rimonim, if there's no pomegranates, he gyo, shalomacharlo, elashma, fudumikar pardes, it has to be called that. So, alma amarle, so we see it's a valid claim, it says, shma ba alma amrilach. So therefore, we see that you can claim, I was just referring to the place by its name, by the way people commonly call it, doesn't mean it has those features. Therefore, Hanami Neimale Shma Ba'alma Amrilach, and therefore why doesn't the owner say Shma Ba'alma Amrilach when I said Beit HaShlachin Zeh, I was referring to its name. So Shmuel Lokasha, Shmuel answers it one way. Hadamale Machkir Lachoker, Hadamale Choker Lamachkir. If the owner says it to the sharecropper, then he's just saying Shma Ba'alma. But if the sharecropper says to the owner, Hadamale Machkir Lachoker Shma Ba'alma Amrilach, then he really intends to say this particular field the way that it is now, and not if it dries up. He says no, because look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the Machir is talking. So therefore, both cases are that. But take a look at the context. Since he says Beit HaShlachin Zeh, that means they're standing on that field. So Beit HaShlachin Lamelamelamemer, why call it Beit HaShlachin? See, in the cases that we brought earlier about the Karma and the Pardesa, they weren't standing there. Here, he's standing in the place and calls it Beit HaShlachin Zeh. Why did he say that? The Karma, Beit HaShlachin, Kedekai Mahashta. Beit HaShlachin, like it is now, a field that needs irrigation with the irrigation available. If it dries up, then I'm not going to pay the same rent. And therefore, Ravina saves the Mishnah as fitting even in a case where the Machkir said it to the Choker. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up at Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.